This is KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California, and I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Woo! Chug-a-chug-a-chug-chug-chug-chug up the hill. Puffin' and a-checkin' in the engine, will I reach the suburb and go down the other side? Woo-hoo! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. Hey, whoopee! What a ride as we sail into the Halloween stuff and, you know, Ghost and All Saints Day and, oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, 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 hey, when them Saints go marching in. Wee! I wanna be in that number. Whoa, whoa, when those Saints go marching. Yeah, right. Oh, excuse me for 1 minute here. You'll never imagine what I just did, but that's okay. That's why we're on radio. You don't want to see what I'm doing here. So, I heard this thing. Hey, you technical wizards out there, did you know that Moses is the first man to download files from the cloud using tablets? Wow. I couldn't help repeating that. I don't know why, but somebody might have thought that was, I hit that. That was me. You know, I heard that sometimes giving a person a second chance is like giving them another bullet for their gun because they missed you the first time. I don't know why this is coming out of me right now. It's too bad. Are you still tuned to KLLG on the Bipolar? Well, I'm here, Bipolar Gregory. Oh, enough of that. And for all this spooky stuff, that we're cruising into the season of Samhain on the great wheel of the year. Another yearly opportunity for modern pagans, and some of us other, you know, Episcopagans, to celebrate semi-festivals. I'm going to have a semi-festival in my backyard, you know, to party on, woo, to celebrate life. Oh, life, and remember the world is still spinning and revolving and zipping at the speed of light. As our solar system is carried into the Milky Way and to God knows where, and he's not talking. We got some ideas, but hey, I've read that what we celebrate now, you know, kind of the Halloween thing, All Hallows Eve, and all, actually originated with the Celts 2,000 years ago, like Christmas, right? In what is now Ireland and the United Kingdom and northern France, with their celebration of Samhain on November 1st. That brings the beginning of the new year for them. Happy New Year, you guys. Hey, it was a celebration of the end of summer and harvest and the beginning of dark, cold winter. Huge sacred bonfires were built where sacrifices of crops and animals were made to the Celtic deities. God, I had a big fire the other day, a burn day. Woo, it was a biggie. Anyway, believing the veil between the living and the dead, kind of like El Día de los Muertos, allowed for ghosts of the departed to come to visit the living world. Ooh. And around the fire, costumes were worn and, you know, they were fashioned of animal heads and skins, and they were to ward off some freaky ghosts, I'll tell you. Not your relatives. Hey, I'm going to ward off my mother-in-law with this one. Ah! Anyway, the night before October 31st, the hearth furnaces, fires were extinguished and relit on Samhain from the sacred bonfire to protect them during the coming winter. But over the centuries, Halloween has evolved and evolved and evolved to what it is today in the United States. And did you know that 1/4 of all the candy sold annually in the USA is purchased on, you said it, Halloween. Hey, let's spook on the Bipolar Express on your hometown radio. KLLG LP 97.9 FM, right up here in Woo. words, yeah. Train singer, you know, by the way, this is an announcement. I, you, me, us will be performing this Halloween from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Waldorf School's Enchanted Pumpkin Path. That's path, not patch. Path. Oh, boy. I can hardly wait. It's so much fun on the little kids in their costumes. It'll be COVID safe. Believe me, no food. I'm sorry. No games like that. I won't be pulling the whistle or ringing the bell, kids. I won't miss it. This is really an event not to miss this Halloween. I mean, this has been going on for decades. The most creative Halloweens I've ever seen. And it's been a couple of years now. So come on out. Halloween even 4:30 to 7:30 and take the walk on the Enchanted Pumpkin Path. So, okay. Hey, here are some of the tunes that I'll kind of be playing in the Halloween thing. I'll be going, woo! Ghostly children lying on the cold, damp ground. Ooh. Ghostly children lying on the cold, damp ground. Look, they have no eyes. See them rise. Look, they have no eyes. Sighs and moans. Look, their hands of bone. Sighs and moans. Look, their hands of bone. Ghostly children in a trance. Ghostly children dance, ha. Ghostly children in a trance. Ghostly children dance. La la la, la la la, la 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 la, la la la, la la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. Harmony is mine, all the moves in time, a words in easy rhyme, a dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, a dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, a dancing with the children. A weaving with a sound, moving all around, barely on the ground. Dancing with the children, a dancing, a dancing, a dancing with the children, a dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. A swirling, whirling, twirling, hurling, singing, swing, winging, a flinging, a dancing, a dancing, dancing with the children. Whoa, dancing, a dancing, dancing with the children. La ta ta ra 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 la 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 la. Swirling, whirling, twirling, hurling, singing, swinging, winging, flinging, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Ooh, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Weaving with the sound, moving all around, barely on the ground. Dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children, oh, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Woo, yeah! Harmony is mine, all the blues in time, words an easy word. Dancing with the children, dancing, dancing, dancing with, ah, dancing, dancing, dancing with the children. Dancing, 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 dancing with the children. Ghostly children, ghostly children, lying on the cold damp ground. Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones and the rest all gone. Ooh, wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on?
Hey, how do you like that one? Would I scare you? Did I scare you out there, Halloweenies? You little Halloweenies, you.
Hey, how about, I'll tell you what, how about a classic?
In this show, class?
No. How about a classic tale by Edgar Allan Poe, The Telltale. Oh, God, here it goes. It's true, yes, I have been ill, very ill. But why do you say that I've lost control of my mind? Why do you say that I'm mad? Can you not see that I have full control of my mind? Is it not clear that I am not mad? Well, indeed, the illness only made my mind, my feelings, my senses, stronger, more powerful. My sense of hearing, ooh, especially became more powerful. I could hear sounds that I'd never heard before. I heard sounds from, oh, heaven. And I heard sounds from hell. Listen, listen, and I will tell you how it happened. You will see. You will hear how healthy my mind is. Okay. Well, it's impossible to say how the idea first entered my head. There was no reason for what I did. I did not hate the old man. Why, I even loved him. He had never hurt me. I didn't want his money. I think it was his eye. His eye was like the eye of a vulture. The eye of one of those terrible birds that watch and wait while an animal dies and then fall upon the dead body and pull it to pieces to eat it. Uh-huh. Well, when the old man looked at me with his vulture eye, a cold feeling went up and down my back. Even my blood became cold. And so I finally decided I had to kill the old man, close that eye forever. So you think that I'm mad? A madman cannot plan. But you should have seen me. Oh, during all that week, I was as friendly to the old man as I could be, and warm and loving. Oh. You know, every night, about 12 o'clock, I slowly opened his door. And when the door was open wide enough, I put my hand in. And then my head. In my hand, I held a light covered with a cloth so that no light showed. And I stood there quietly. And then, carefully, I lifted the cloth just a little so that a single, thin, small light fell across that eye. For 7 nights I did this. 7 long nights. Every night at midnight. Always the eye was closed. So it was impossible for me to do the work. For it was not the old man I felt I had to kill. It was the eye. His evil eye. And every morning I went to his room. And with a warm, friendly voice, I asked him how he had slept. And how he could not guess it every night. Just at 12, I looked in at him as he slept. The 8th night, I was more than unusually careful as I opened the door. The hands of the clock moved more quickly than did my hand. Never before had I felt so strongly my own power. I was now sure of success. Oh, the old man was lying there, not dreaming that I was at his door. And suddenly he moved in his bed. Well, you may think I became afraid. But no, no. The darkness in his room was thick and black. I knew he could not see the opening of the door. I continued to push the door. Slowly, softly. I put in my head. I put in my hand with the covered light. Suddenly, the old man sat straight up in bed and cried, "Who's there?" I stood quite still for a while. Oh, God, a whole hour. I did not move, nor did I hear him again lie down in his bed. He just sat there listening. Well, then I heard a sound, a low cry of fear which escaped from the old man.
Oh.
Now I knew that he was sitting up in his bed, filled with fear. I knew that he knew that I was there. He did not see me there. He could not hear me there. He felt me there. Now he knew that death was standing there. Slowly, little by little, I lifted the cloth until a small light escaped from under it to fall upon that vulture eye. It was open, wide open. And my anger increased as it looked straight at me. I could not see the old man's face. Oh, only that eye, that hard blue eye. And the blood in my body became like ice.
Have I not told you that my hearing had become unusually strong? Now I could hear a quick, low, soft sound, like the sound of a clock heard through a wall. It was the beating of the old man's heart. I tried to stand quietly, but the sound grew louder. The old man's fear. Oh, it must have been great indeed. As the sound grew louder, my anger grew greater and more painful. But it was more than anger.
in the quiet night, in the dark silence of the bedroom. My anger became fear, for the heart was beating so loudly that I was sure someone must hear it. The time had come. I rushed in the room, crying, "Die! Die!" The old man had come. The time had come. I rushed into the room. "Die!" The old man gave a loud cry of fear. As I fell on him, and I had to recover tightly over his head. Still, his heart was beating, but I smiled as I felt that success was near. For many minutes, that heart continued to beat, but at last, the beating, it stopped. The old man was dead. I took away the bed covers. I held my ear over his heart. There was no sound. Yes, he was dead. Dead as stone. His eye would trouble me no more. Oh. So, I am mad, you say? Why, you should have seen how carefully I was to put the body where no one could find it. First, I cut off the head, and then the arms and legs. I was careful not to let a single drop of blood fall on the floor. I pulled up three of the boards that formed the floor and put the pieces of the body there. And then I put the boards down again carefully, so carefully that no human eye could see they had been moved. And as I finished this work, I heard that someone was at the door. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, but still dark. Well, I had no fear. However, as I went down to open the door, it's okay. But, well, three men were at the door. Why? Three officers of the law. Why, it was the police. One of the neighbors, why, he'd heard the old man's cry and had called the police. Oh, these three had come to ask questions and to search the house. Well, I asked the policeman to come in. The cry, I said, was my own. In a dream, the old man, I said, was away, and he'd gone to visit a friend in the country. So I took them through the whole house, telling them to search it all. Search well. I led them finally in the old man's bedroom. As if playing a game with them, I asked them, "Sit down and talk for a while, please." My easy, quiet manner made the policeman believe my story. So, they sat talking with me in a friendly way. But although I answered them in the same way, I soon wished that they would go. My head hurt, and there was a strange sound in my ears. I talked more and faster, and then the sound became clearer, and still they sat and talked. Suddenly, I knew that the sound was not in my ears. It was not just inside my head. At that moment, I must have become quite white. I talked still faster and louder. And the sound, too, became louder. It was a quick, low, soft sound. Well, you know, like the sound of a clock. Heard through a wall. A sound I knew it well. Oh, louder, louder it became, and louder. Oh, why did the men not go? Louder, louder. I stood up. I walked quickly around the room. I talked and I smiled. Then I pushed my chair across the floor to make more noise.
Yes.
And to cover that terrible sound, I talked even louder. And still the men sat and talked and smiled. Was it possible that they could not hear? No, they heard. I was certain of it. They knew. Now it was they who were playing a game with me. I was suffering more than I could. I could bear it from their smiles and from that sound. Oh, God. Louder, louder, louder. Suddenly, I could not bear it no longer. I pointed at the boards and cried, yes, yes, I killed him. Pull up the boards and you shall see. I killed him. And why does his heart stop beating? Why does it not stop?
Hey, had a little fun with that one, didn't we, folks? Woo! Kind of get outside. Wow. Okay, that was the Telltale Heart. And boy, I told the tale right there, didn't it?
Whoa, wait.
Okay, enough of that. Hey, it's the guilt, you know. It's that guilt. You hear things, you see things, you imagine things. You assume people are thinking things about you, and then you get angry at them, and you start to get angry, they get mad, and it's horrible, everything falls apart.
But I'm fine now, because I'm riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9.
F.M. Willis. Hey, Halloween time. Who can remember this one? Oh, I do. Whoop, ow. Oh, 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 wow, wow. Oh, oh. I was working in the lab late one night. My eyes beheld an eerie sight. Monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mask. The monster mounted into my room. Graveyard smash, he did the mash. Caught on like a flash, he did the mash. The monster mar, my laboratory in the castle east. The master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrode. But we did the mash. Oh, the monster mar, we did the mash. Caught on like a flash, he did the mash. Graveyard smash, did the mash. Monster mash, woo. Scene was rockin', all were digging. Yeah, Igor on chains, back by the baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group. The Crypt Keeper 5, and what did they do? They did the mo. The monster mash, they did the mash. Graveyard smash, they did the mash. Caught on like a flash. I said the monster mash. You know, the zombies all were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included the Wolfman. And Dracula and his son. And what did they do? Oh, they did the mash, yeah.
The monster mosh, they did the mosh.
They got a mosh pit.
The mosh pot.
No, the monster mash, they did the mosh. The monster mow, woo.
Out from his coffin, Dracula's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and he shook his fist.
And he said, whatever happened to the Transylvania twist?
And what did he do? He did the mash. Whoop.
Ooh, monster, bo 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 bo.
Graveyard smash, the monster. Caught on like the bat, he did the mash. Oh, the monster mash. Now, everything is cool and rock is part of the band. And the monster mash is the hit of the land. Now for you, the living, of this mash was meant to. So, this year at Halloween, tell him that the train singer sent you.
Yeah, and what does he do? He does the mish.
He does the monster mash. He does the mash. Whoa. Graveyard smash. He did the mash.
catch on like a flash. He does the mash. He does the Yes, isn't this scary stuff? Hey, here's another one. I'm trying to create a kind of a spooky, weird vibe here. I guess I'm doing a good job, huh? Okay. Hey, how about this one? Another classic, classic American. Robert Service, The Cremation of Sam McGee. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queerer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Labarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. Well, on a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold! Oh, through the Parker's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars o'erhead were dancing, heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," he said, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. And then he says with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead. Oh, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you cremate my last remains." Well, a pal's last deed is a thing in to heed, and so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. Now, there wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone fire light, while the huskies, round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh, God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavier and heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a twice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then, "Here," I said, with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium, my crematorium. Oh." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared, and a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled on my cheeks, I don't know why, and the greasy smoke in an inky cloak was streaking down the sky. Now, I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "Well, I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked." And then the door I opened wide, and there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heat of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm." Yes, there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The Northern Lights have seen queerer sights, but the queerest they've ever seen was the night on the marge of Lake Lebarge I cremated Sam McGee.
Robert Service, whoa. They don't write those things like they used to, do they? Maybe they do, but yeah, it's kind of creepy. Hey, why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
He didn't have the guts.
Hey, I think I just stole that one from you know who. So anyway, why did the medium cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Oh, okay. Hey, not all the music, by the way, at this Waldorf event, which is the enchanted pumpkin path. Oh, gosh, you got to catch it. Remember, Sunday, Halloween, 4:30. To 7:30. Oh boy. Anyway, I got carried away with that. But I do love the spooky feeling. For example, this is a song I've already done on my show a couple of weeks ago, but it's got this woo-wah. Did you get scared when you were a kid? Now, if you go down in the woods today, you're sure for a big surprise. You go down in the woods today, you better go into skies. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their big men.
Isn't it fun? What do you think, Betty?
Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Oh, watch them, catch them, run away. See them picnic on their holiday. I see them gaily gad about. They love to play inside. They never have any gun. But at 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed because they're tired little teddy bear. If you go down in the woods today, you better not go alone. Lovely town in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was, gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic. A picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Woo! Watch them, catch them unaware. See them picnic on their holiday. See them all gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any fears. Ah! But at 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed. Tired little teddy bear. Ah. Sure, treat today. Lots of wonderful things to eat and a wonderful game to play. Oh, beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. Today's the day teddy bears have their. La 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 la. Today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic. And all that candy that they're gonna get on Halloween. Maybe we'll have a picnic later on. Maybe, I don't know. I love that song, and I will sing that for the children. It's fun to do. It's fun. Hey, you know what another fun song is? There's some spooky stuff going on here, too, I'll tell you. You know, old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. I don't know, yellow cat wouldn't leave home. Tried everything he knew to get that cat to stay away. Took him up to Laytonville. He told him for a stay up in Laytonville. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back. He just could not stay away, 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 away. Farmer on the corner said he'd shoot that cat on sight. Loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. The gun went off his head all over town. The little pieces of the man was all they ever found. The cat came back the very next ghost cat. Cat came back, they thought he was a goner. Cat came back. Just could not stay away. Away, away, whoa. Come on. So they gave him to a man going up in a balloon. Told him for to leave him with the man in the moon. The balloon got busted and back to earth it had. 7 miles away they picked the man up. Back the very next day, ooh, cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just could not stay away, 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 away. You know they gave him to a little boy with a dollar and a note. Take him in the river in that leaky old boat. He grabbed that cat in his jacket, wrapped him round and round. But now they're dragging up the river for that little boy who, you know, drowned. Boo! The cat came bow wow. Hey, very next day. Cat came back, he thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, he died. He could not stay away. Oh, well. So they just took that cat to the place where all the meat is ground. They dropped him in the hopper with a butcher not around.
and that cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek! Ah, and the town's mate tasted furry for the rest of the week. But the cat came back the very next day. He thought it was a goner. The cat came back, he just could not stay. Away, away, away.
They took him to Cape Canaveral, you know, they put him in a place. Loaded him on a shuttlecraft up into space. And you know, when they finally thought that cat was out of human reach, they got a phone call from down in Miami Beach. Hello? Who is this? Who is this?
Hello? I'm back! That's right, the cat came back. Oh, gosh. The cat came back, he thought he was a gone. No, whoa, the cat came back, he died. He couldn't stay away. No, na 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 na.
All right. They took that yellow cat, you know, they pushed him to the max. They put him in a baggie full of the old anthrax. And they put him in a box and shipped him the world around. Now everybody's dead lying all around. And finally, saved the planet. But the cat came back the very next day.
The cat came back. Well, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away, 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 away.
But, you know, that is kind of a creepy song. But here's another song that's not so creepy. And it's one I always love to seasonally play. And it has a happy ending, at least for the animals. Now the fox went out one chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light. Many miles ago that night, before he reached the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Many miles ago that night before he reached the town. Well, he ran till he came to a great big bin. The ducks and the geese were there put in.
Come for you, gonna grease my chin
before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. So we grabbed the gray goose by the neck, slung some ducks across his back. He didn't mind their
quack, quack, quack.
The legs all dangling down, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, quack, quack. The legs all dangling down. Old mother flipper flopper, she jumped out of bed. Roll up the window, she stuck out her head. She goes, John, John, the big goose is gone. And the fox is on the town, oh, down, oh, down, oh. Hey, John, John, the big goose is gone. The fox is on the town, oh, wow. Johnny run to the top of the hill, blowed his horn loud and shrill. Now the fox, he said, I better flee for my kill. The sooner be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. The fox, he said, I better flee for my kill. The sooner be on my trail, oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were his little ones, 8 and 9 and 10. They said, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh. Town, oh, hey, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Now the fox and his wife, without any strife, they cut up the goose with a fork and a knife. Never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. Never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh. Yeah, it's good to chew on them, but don't have a bunch of bones to pick when you're with your family. And if you do, make sure you get over it. Hey, that tune, I like it, I like it. No strife, well-fed, cozy den, yeah. Too bad about Mother Flipper Flopper and her old man, though. Hey, Train Singer has a couple of seasonally appropriate train, too, you know. Hey, what about the ghostly train? You know, this is a song that I wrote for the pumpkin train when they allowed music on the train. And hopefully that'll come to pass, I've been told.
Yes, you hang in there, Gregory. We'll get you a wheelchair and you can just roll down the aisles and sing those old train songs and play your harmonica. Oh, tell those bad jokes.
I don't know who's talking right now. So I'll cut that out.
Now the ghostly train's coming here close at hand, carrying spooks and goblins all across the land. Now get on board, a little werewolf, get on board. Come on, get on board, little werewolves. Got room for many more. That train coming, roaring round the curve, screaming imps and zombies, jangling every new. Come on, get on board, little demons, get on board, come on. Get on board, you little monsters, I room for many of them all. All can go. The vampires, they don't care. Dracula is on the engineer. Come on, ride it if you dare. Get on board, little skeletons. Get on board, you. Come on, get on board, you little pirates. Get on board, you creepy spiders. Get on board, you little princesses. Oh, get on board, you little unicorn. Get on board. Hey, Captain America, room for many of my wives. That's right, the ghostly trains are coming, hear it close at hand, carrying spooks and goblins all across the land. Now get on board, werewolves, get on board. Get on board, little ghosties, little wolfman, little zombie. Oh, you little monster, you little demon, oh, you little skeleton, you little pirate, you creepy spider, you...
I tell you, it's a lot of fun, especially if you're a child. You don't want to scare the children, do you? Okay. Hey, I see I've got a few minutes here, and I'll put this down.
Okay.
I'm going to bring some of this Halloween stuff next week, too, because, you know, it's just like... It's here and then it's gone and there's not even a trace of it. We just keep forgetting about all this stuff. And I wanted an opportunity also to hear my auto harp. Remember that one? Remember auto harp? You see, he's a German guy. Otto von Harp. He invented this thing himself. No, that's not true. That's not true. Someone named Zimmerman, I think, did it. Or it might have been Zuckerberg, I don't know. That's somebody else. We don't want to talk about that, do we? Yes, we know. Oh, look. So let's play a little... Ooh, what can we do? How about this one? I played it before, but... It's kind of what I want you to... I want to be in this mood. Leave you with this. Don't you just stand there with your arms at your side. Lift up your face and look to the sky. Woo. There's a sun and a moon
and the green all around. Grab onto yourself, swing your feet from the ground. Woo! Get back to your easy swing living. Easy swing living. To your easy swing living. Think it's not worth it? You're alone. You're sick and you're tired. You don't have a home. Ooh. Ah, think your best thought. What a beautiful sound. And grab onto yourself. Swing your feet from the ground. Get back to your easy swing of living. Easy swing of living. Ah, easy swing of life. Yeah. Easy swing of living. Day after day, we struggle along. The things we can't do, why, they all bring us down. Oh, but don't wait till your heart can't hear a song. Just grab onto yourself and your feet from the ground. Get back to your easy swing living. Ah, easy swing living. Easy swing of living. Woo! Easy swing of living. Let's start this minute. Let our lives grow. Whee! Put a smile on your face. Let your light show. Sing to your neighbor. Oh, they can't put you down. Come on. Oh, grab onto yourself. Swing your feet from the ground. Come on, everyone. Back to your easy swing of living. Love the sound of this harp, and it's really fun to play too. Okay, I'm gonna take it off. Not all of it, but you know, it's too hard. Well, it looks like I've got just about 2 minutes left here, folks. So it's Halloweeny. I hope you have a safe time, a spooky fun, and I hope during this period of the veil being closed that you can, in fact, visit those who've departed. Those you've loved. I know we have a special altar, and I go and I say hello to them all, and they all say hello to me this time of year, too. So I'm glad you were on the. You rode the Bipolar Express today. I said the Bipolar Express. A Bipolar Express on K.
KLLGLP, not as have a boy mine. FM radio, radio, KLLGLP, not as have a boy mine. FM Willis, Willis, California, that's right. See you next week on the Bipolar Express. KLLGLP. Go, go, go!